This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs will convert a downtown auditorium into an isolation shelter for people who are homeless who get sick during the COVID-19 outbreak. To be admitted, people need a medical referral. Springs Mayor John Southers.
This shelter is absolutely vital in providing respite for these individuals while keeping our other homeless shelters safe and free of disease.
The shelter has cots for between 70 and 100 people. The city of Aurora has contracted with a private hotel to allow people experiencing homelessness to self-isolate. The Aurora Sentinel reports city officials are not disclosing its location for the privacy of residents. The hotel will be available for people diagnosed with COVID-19 and those who may have been exposed and don't have secure housing of their own. Local charities will provide food and other services. The Colorado Supreme Court says the state's legislative session does not need to end as originally scheduled on May 6th. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
In a split decision, the state Supreme Court agreed with Democrats that under a declared state of emergency, the legislature could take a break without losing any working days. Lawmakers have temporarily suspended the session to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. This ruling means the clock would start ticking again when lawmakers return to the Capitol at a later date. Republicans argued that the state constitution requires the legislature to conclude its work after 120 consecutive days, even in a state of emergency. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
This is CPR News.